Researchers at the Center for American Progress Action Fund tabulated turnout and registration rates, wait times, ballot rejections, and purge results, and they ranked Florida's 40 biggest counties in order of their performance. Josh Field of the left-leaning think tank concluded it was a long way from the top to the bottom.
Two voters in the same state may have a completely different voting experience based simply on where they live.
The report found Columbia County the worst in the state and St. John's, where St. Augustine is, the best. Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, and Monroe County scored in the middle of the pack, and Broward was sixth best overall. Brad Ashwell of Common Cause says where there are issues, voters should look to their local election supervisors for the critical benchmarks.
You know, an adequate number of poll workers, sufficient training, polling sites for early voting and regular voting. I mean, there are all sorts of details in how they're administering the election.
The Florida legislature has been under scrutiny for passing bills that many say made voting more difficult. But Deidre McNabb, president of the Florida League of Women Voters, says lawmakers may have wised up after the difficult 2012 election.
We saw a very, genuine interest in the last year's legislative session toward beginning to repair some of the problems that they had created.
But this new report says local conditions may be even more powerful. As an example, it said Collier County bought new ballot scanners for the election, but adjacent Lee County tried to make it through with the few it had on hand. Collier voters waited an average of 8 minutes to cast their ballots. In Lee, the average wait was 5 hours. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.